Thank you, sir. China is of the view that some of the existing precision-guided weapon systems, unmanned combat platforms, and reconnaissance and surveillance systems all widely use all kinds of autonomous technologies. The development and use of relevant weapon systems have well-established management process and inspection standards. We are of the view that parties can follow the example of risk mitigation measures for other weapon systems. We can also draw on civilian experience in managing and using AI and other emerging technologies. We are of the view that in view of the dual use nature of relevant technologies and a gap in technology among countries, risk mitigation measures should be developed in line with the specific condition of each country, with the specific form and implementation mechanism determined independently by each state. Meanwhile, we welcome the application of case analysis, scenario discussion, experience exchanging, and other methods to engage in exchange and cooperation on a voluntary basis for risk mitigation measures. Here, it should be emphasized that when discussing risk mitigation measures, national security, non-proliferation should not be used as pretexts to establish discriminatory technical barriers against AI and other emerging technologies, thus depriving developing countries of the right to peaceful use and development of such technologies. Through our joint efforts to address risks and challenges, our purpose is to better regulate technological development and benefiting the advancement of human civilization and not the other way around. Thank you.